Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some more friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Thank you for joining me. Yeah, I took a little break last week. Took a little mini vacation, so I was not able to do the show. But I'm back. I'm happy. I got my cup of Java. And what can I say? I feel good this morning, people. I feel good. All right, everybody. You know I like to start off with my top 10 movies. However, got to start off with Hollywood gossip. No. Please tell me, my girl, Angelina Jolie, and my man, Brad Pitt, please tell me this story cannot be allegedly. Looks like Brangelina may be over. You know what? I say that they'll stick together. Now, I've never met Angelina. I did meet Brad Pitt one time. I was on the set, and it was at night. A group of girls were walking, and this guy in the parking lot, who was taking off his shirt, okay, because he was changing in the parking lot, and took off his shirt. He had a little six-pack going on, and he said, hi, ladies. Good evening. And what did a group of ladies, what did we all do? And Brad Pitt. Sure did. There was many, many moons before Angelina and Jennifer Aniston. But he looked good, okay? He looked good. Anyway, my man Brad Pitt and Angelina, please tell me that it's not over. How many kids they got? Six. Lordy, 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 lordy. I hope that everything works out all fine and jokes aside. I truly do hope that they work out. They're just a cool couple. They do all the charity work, you know. Angelina donates money to the SAG fund to help actors in need. She donated a couple of $1 million. You know, they did the Katrina thing. You know, they try to build up New Orleans after Katrina. I mean, you know, she does the, what is it, UNICEF? My girl complains. You know, they try to help people. So hopefully everything will work out. So far, it looks like everything's cool. Everybody's cooperative. And, you know, anyway. What can I say? Brangelina, I'm going to say not true. You know, and it looks like that they are agreeing to work out things pretty much on their own. They so cool. Now, who can do that? Who can do that? Anyway, moving on. Do you watch Housewives of Atlanta? Or did you used to watch Housewives of Atlanta? I don't know. You know, the one housewife, allegedly, Candy Bus. Okay. You know, she's the one that's a songwriter. I don't know. I quit watching the show, so I don't know. She's still on there. So do I care. But anyway, yeah, I wish him all the best of luck. Anyway, allegedly, Sister Girl was on an airplane. Something went wrong. Something got a little funky. Allegedly. And according to her Instagram page, so get on Instagram if you want to see how true the story is. She, you know, had to leave a plane. I don't know if the story is true, but that's what they're saying. So if you are a housewife of Atlanta fan and you like Candy, and I do remember when I did used to watch the show. I don't watch it because I don't get the station to watch. And I'm too cheap to pay for it. But anyway, a heck of a songwriter, you know, very good singer, just a fabulous lady. And anyway, check out her Instagram. And you can check for yourself if the story is true. Okay? That's all I got to say. Now, are you a Tim Burton fan? You know, Edward Scissorhands, you know, he always works with Johnny Depp. Not all the time, but anyway, he's an excellent director. His movie out right now is number one. Well, Tim Burton, I don't know, he made some remarks about people being in movies, and I'm referring to allegedly, white people, black people, Asian people, Latino people, else. Oh, forgive me, A-C-L-L. Anyway, my bad. Okay, because this is a family-friendly show. My bad, I apologize. Okay, but anyway, now y'all know y'all go to church every Sunday, and they said a billion times that it's okay. I said you're going to try to get all mad with me, better relax up and help. Anyway, Tim Burton may have made some, Tim Burton allegedly made some remarks. You know what? Google it, read it, let me know what you think. It's a little interesting. You know, everybody got an opinion, so I'm not going to slam the man for what he said. Yeah, he said it, because, you know, when you say things verbally, and look at his recent remarks due to ethnicity and diversity in film. Kind of interesting. So I'm just saying, check it out up in there. All right, moving on to coffee chatter information. What can I say? Coming up, we have, well, actually going on right now, we have the coffee chatter. Socks get to me dry. Guess what we need? Socks. Get it? Socks get to me. Anyway, seriously, we do need brand new socks. No. We do not want your used socks, your used underwear. No. Brand new socks, people. Okay, and we have drop-off locations. One being Stella Adler Theater right there on Hollywood Boulevard. You have some brand new socks and you want to help the Sock Excuse Me Drive for Coffee Chatter, which all the brand new socks are collected collectively, and we take them then to the Los Angeles Mission to help their homeless citizens there. Socks are a much needed treasured item and something that they don't get a lot of. So please, if you have socks, the homeless people need socks, and our fall is coming, and it is expected to be cool. California, it may never rain in California, let me tell you. It does get a little chilly. Okay, so socks are much treasured items. I think, remember, a lot of homeless people don't even have shoes, so we definitely need those socks for them. But again, we have drop-off locations. They're on Hollywood Boulevard, world famous. If you don't know where Stella Adler is, baby, you don't know Hollywood. Hey. But anyway, Stella Adler right there on Highland and Hollywood Boulevard is a drop-off location. Please bring new socks. Then we'll take all you can get. Coldwell Banker Real Estate, three locations, Marina Del Rey, Coldwell Banker Venice, California, and Coldwell Banker Studio City, California, and Paramount Studios. Also have drop-off locations. So, again, Paramount Studios, Coldwell Banker Venice, Coldwell Banker Marina Del Rey, Coldwell Banker Studio City, and Stella Adler Theater. They all are designated drop-off locations. If you get to any of these locations, you have a problem, just give me a call. All the information is email us. You can call us directly, and we will tell you exactly the exact location, the exact address. If you need it, check us out on Facebook, Coffee Chatter Facebook. You will see a flyer with all the exact addresses for all of the drop-off locations. So, again, we are collecting socks. Our goal is 1,500 pair of socks. Last year, we collected 844 pair of socks. So, come on, people. Our campaign has started, and we do need your brand-new socks. If you don't know where to go, hit us up, 661-860-5797, and I will tell you exactly. I know you're out there. I know most of you, you say, according to your emails and your Facebook page, that you are working actors, so maybe you are already on the Paramount lot. So just drop off your socks right there. Call me, and I will give you the exact location as to where to drop off these socks. They have a collection box there. No problem there. And the Coldwell Banker Venice, Coldwell Banker Marina, and Coldwell Banker Studio City. We got you covered right here in L.A. County. We got you covered. Don't have to drive too far. And, of course, a lot of actors and everybody else down on Hollywood Boulevard can't help it. We in California, down. You know Hollywood Boulevard's right there. So, no problem. Donate those brand new socks. All right, everybody, much love and much peace. Oh, wait, I got to do my box office movie review. Let me help. And what can I say? Number one, the new Tim Burton movie out this week. My goodness, this one alone made over $28 million. Remember, this is all allegedly. So if I'm wrong, I apologize. But the new Tim Burton movie came in at a little bit over $28 million. Not bad at all for that movie. And, of course, number two, Deepwater Horizon. And that one is starring Kurt Russell. And that one made, one of the stars, I should say, is Kurt Russell. And, of course, another star is Mark Wahlberg. That one made over $20 million. Number three, last week it was one. Three this week, The Magnificent Seven, 2016, made over $15 million. That's the new movie, of course. One of the stars there is Denzel Washington. What can I say? Number four, Stork. You remember when the Storks used to bring in the little baby? Hey, 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 well, check out this movie. Good for the kids here. Stork, of course, animation. One of the voices being Kelsey Grammer, made over $13 million. Number five, Scully. Sorry, who else? Tom Hanks, his little handsome self. Scully made over $8 million there. Number six, Masterminds, 2016. That one made a little bit over $6 million there. Number seven, Queen of... Is it Kati, Kateway? I don't know what the heck I'm saying. Yeah. Send your email, though. Okay. But anyway, Queen of Kateway. I got it. Sort of in the ballpark. Okay, whatever. That one made just about a little bit, smidget over $2 million. Okay. One of the stars that one is Nyan. Now, how could I get that and not be able to pronounce the movie title? Okay. Anyway, I feel so silly this morning. Number eight, Don't Breathe. You alive, breathe if I want to, if I can, shoot. You not breathing, you got problems, honey. Anyway, number eight, Don't Breathe. That one made a smidget over $2 million there. Number nine, Bridget Jones, Baby. It used to be the Dolly. I guess she said the heck was keeping secrets. Hey, I'm just going to have a little Bambino. All right. I'm not mad. Of course, one of the stars of that is Renee. You know who's the star, so be quiet. Now, I know you're laughing. That's okay. I feel silly today. That's okay. Number 10 is Snowden. And what can I say? First week out, and of course, Snowden is the new movie directed by Oliver Stone, but it's been out for a minute. But anyway, it came in at number 10. It was number 5 last week, so a huge drop there. All right, people, thanks for putting up with my silly self this Monday morning. I don't know why I'm in such a silly mood. I'm just happy to be alive. There's nothing wrong with that for today. Smile, baby, just smile. Be kind. People, what can I say? Make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. This is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Lynn Burnett, and I don't know why I'm silly, so forgive me. Forgive me for being so silly today. Anyway, I will talk to you next Monday morning, and I hope everybody is in a really good mood. Okay, bye-bye.